Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we bring you back from that quick three-minute break and now get into the interview portion of the program, for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, Vince Parada, COO of Omni, is about to join Mary and me. We're sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, well, we recommend you go guided with Colette. Booking a Colette tour means experiencing all the exhilaration and wonder of your destination without all the anxiety, stress, and worry that can sometimes come with coordinating complicated travel plans. Their regionally based design team seek out the best activities, day trips, and restaurants. All you have to do is enjoy them.
Speaking of enjoying, we enjoyed visiting with the Colette team this week up in Rhode Island. Folks, for 106 years, they've been a leader in guided travel. They operate tours on all seven continents with varieties to suit every travel style. Visit familyownedcolette.com for more info to plan your travels with them or check out rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, when you think of all the hotel brands that are operating in the hospitality sector of travel, certainly brands aligned with Hilton, as you've heard us talk about for years on this show, Marriott, Intercontinental, Wyndham, and others, I'm sure likely come to mind. When was the last time you stayed at an Omni hotel or resort? Well, joining us now on the show hotline is the COO of Omni Hotels and Resorts, Vince Parada.
Vince, good morning. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, good morning, both. Thank you for having me.
Well, really appreciate that. So listen, I know you've enjoyed a long and successful career in the hospitality sector of travel. For the past 24 years, you've held multiple positions with Four Seasons properties, as well as from 2016 until earlier this year, you know, you served as president of hotel operations for the Americas with them. So talk about what attracted you to Omni Hotels and Resorts and, you know, what your newly created position as COO is enabling you to do for the company.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's exactly it. The opportunity to join Omni after spending 24 years with Four Seasons and, as you said, the last 6 years as president of operations, I just see just a wonderful opportunity to elevate the brand further in my role. And that, to me, was something that I really wanted to be a part of the Omni team. Omni has an incredible culture. And even outside of the brand, for those of us that weren't familiar with it, but now that I'm with the brand, I thought the culture was great from the outside looking in, but it really is exceptional. And when we have the backbone of culture the way we do at Omni, just anything is possible to continue to elevate the brand, both on a product level and both on a service level.
Okay, I want to expand on that a little bit. So we've seen strong growth in the suite and extended stay segments of the hotel business, particularly in the past few years, and companies like Hyatt and Hilton are building out in that category. But because when we travel, we do tend to stay at Conrad's, Waldorf Astoria's, Curio's, or Four Season properties, occasionally Fairmont, Ritz-Carlton, or Red Carnation when we're abroad. But we've definitely experienced firsthand that this segment, you know, the luxury hotel and resort segment, has fared, I think, better post-pandemic than a lot of other hotel categories. But sometimes we feel like we're paying a little bit more and getting a little less. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about some of the specifics, if you can, in terms of elevating the luxury experience at Omni for guests, for both guests who know the product, also attracting new guests.
Yeah, that's a great question. And for Omni, we don't want to be the best kept secret. And I think right now we're at a bit of a secret when it comes to properties like the Homestead. That is an Omni. The Mona Lisa in Scottsdale, that's an Omni. PGA Frisco, which is a, you know, $500 million new resort, that is an Omni. So we really want to highlight the brand and the level of luxury offerings that we have. We don't call ourselves or want to be in the category of Four Seasons, but on the upscale, upper upscale, we want to lead, and we believe we have the product to do that. But we want to be sure that the customer base understands the wonderful properties that we have, the wonderful resorts. I haven't mentioned La Costa Resort, which is an Omni, Hilton Head Resort, which is an Omni. So it's in our best interest to continue to focus on the brand. And right now we're involved in a $1.5 billion enhancement around these properties. And I believe that the offerings and us coming to market with these offerings in a stronger way will position us in a great way.
So let's talk about that a little more in detail, because, you know, right now, so our show is being transmitted across the United States. We've got 535 weekly stations. It reaches roughly about 1.3 million show fans. So that's a lot of travelers. And as Mary mentioned in your intro, I'm sure when many people think about all the hotel brands available these days, you know, brands aligned with Hilton, a partner of the show, or Marriott, your former home at Four Seasons, Intercontinental, Wyndham, they probably come quickly to mind. So just as you said, you know, I was thinking about some of the Omni hotel and resort experiences that we've had in the past. They were positive, but Omni isn't as well known, you know, to most travelers out there, you know, be it for leisure and business. So looking from a positive point of view, it means you do have a lot of runway, if you will, you know, opportunities to connect with travelers, to shape their views on the company, to earn their sustained loyalty. You know, would you agree with me on this, Vince? And, you know, anything you want to say directly to all the Americans that are tuned in?
Absolutely. I mean, the culture of Omni, I touched on it, but that allows for incredible experiences at our properties, both at the urban properties that we have and the resort properties. And it's all about creating those memorable experiences from property to property and having those offerings in the world-class resorts that I mentioned and the hotels that I mentioned. And when you stay at an Omni, you're going to feel that. You're going to feel the character of the property. You're going to feel the service. You're going to feel all of the touch points that are important for you to have an incredible stay. And we're going to do that in a way that is transferable in a sense of it's we're not trying to be ultra luxury, but man, are we ever good. And we're really, really strong in the areas of service, product, especially food and beverage. And everyone's going to feel that point of difference. And it's something that we're very, very proud of. And the fact that we have strong people culture in our company allows us to be very, very successful.
Vince, Omni has traditionally been a company with its hotels focused domestically here in the mainland USA. You do have properties in Montreal and Toronto. We understand that Mexico has caught your eye recently, and you're moving into Punta Mita, I believe, with a new location coming in 2026. Are we going to see more growth outside the U.S., or do you really want to stick mainly to your roots here in the U.S. for now?
You know, I think for sure the roots in the U.S. is important, but the Punta Mita resort that we're building, Pontuque, is going to be absolutely exceptional, and it's going to have the offerings from suites to villa to guest rooms, an incredible beachfront. It's really going to define the Omni brand outside of the U.S. This will be a world class resort, and when you couple that together with our focus on service and character and authenticity. Right. This is going to be pretty special.
Well, and I would tell you, if folks want to focus on the U.S., I know the Amelia Island Resort and even the villas, that's a place to
beautiful.
Go look. But I want to talk loyalty, and specifically your loyalty program. You know, Select Guest offers three membership levels, gold, platinum, and black. You can earn that top level with just 30 nights stayed, something, frankly, that's attainable for anyone who travels regularly. I also appreciate black offers 9 a.m. early check-ins, 6 p.m. late checkouts. There's an array of excellent benefits, including a double room upgrade. So from your experience in the industry over the years, Vince, do you think Select Guest stacks up with the other hospitality company offerings?
You know, we're relaunching it in January 2024. It's going to be compelling. It's experience-driven reward program, and I truly believe it rivals any in the industry right now, and we're really excited about the changes that are to come in January that absolutely further reward our guests. And I don't want to give away all the secrets of the program that's to come because it's very important for us, but let me phrase it this way. Everybody that's part of the program is going to be absolutely thrilled with the changes, and it's really going to attract new members for sure because of the reward program structure.
Well, that's good to hear because, you know, we've been talking for weeks about the airline industry. I'm sure when you're traveling, we know American Airlines there in Dallas or Delta, the way that they have, you know, reduced loyalty, the value of it. Certainly the elite's more difficult to get. We had last week Bob Jordan on, the CEO of Southwest Airlines there. They're enhancing their...
They're going the other direction,
which is different. So so the fact, there must be something going on, maybe not with American, but you being in Dallas and Southwest there, that you're enhancing increasing loyalty. We like to hear that, so we'll want to know what is ahead for sure. We hope you keep us updated on that. So, you know, Vince, we could go on. Unfortunately, we do have a hard break on the show, so I'm going to leave it there for today. Now that you've been part of our Chief Travel Leader conversation, we hope you'll keep us updated on the growth and evolution of Omni Hotels and Resorts. Don't be a stranger. You're welcome back anytime, and we do hope that you enjoy the weekend.
I can't wait to be back, and I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Yeah, great conversation. Thank you, Vince.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks
a lot.
Take care. Good luck. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Mary, Omni Hotels and Resorts. Good information from Vince. Good luck. Look forward to hearing about the Select Guest Loyalty Program going forward. As Mary and I step aside for some important sponsor messages, well, the right way or the wrong way to board an airplane is next. All right, so we're going to have a little controversy there, I'm sure. There's still 90 minutes to go in the show today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.